Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, This is Our Time of Deliverance, from the Chronicles of Exodus.
And I ask this morning that you would go with me. Amen. It may look a little different, but I promise you, if you connect and if you open up your heart and you open up your mind, you're going to leave here today blessed even the more. Amen? Amen. Our scripture that we're going to find ourselves in this morning is 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 15. And when you have the word, say, I have the word. Let me know when you're ready. All right. Amen. And Elder Liz Hyrie, if you can begin. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 15.
At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, Because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offerings, offered peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful unto you this day. We thank you, Father, for your word that will go forth in this place on today. Father, I ask that you would allow your people to open up their hearts, to open up their minds to receive the word that you have for the house on this morning. God, allow them not to hear my voice, but to hear your voice loud. God, I thank you, God, that the word that comes forth will fall on good ground. Hallelujah. And that your people will be able to make it applicable to their daily lives. And it is in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen. I have been given the assignment of talking with you this morning about a subject that is extremely near and dear to my heart. It has been a part of my life, all of my life. As a student, preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, two times. As a teacher, as a mentor, as a resource teacher, and now as an administrator of a school. This subject of education is something that has come to the forefront and is looked upon in different facets of our lives, depending upon where we are. Education looked so much different to me when I was in elementary school, as opposed to when I matriculated to college. It all looked different. But my experiences in school and with education has always been a positive one. Has it always been easy? Absolutely not. But it has always been positive. Now, I know, because of my experiences, that everybody they don't have that testimony. They've encountered some things through this process called schooling that has challenged the very core of their being. And I witness it on a daily basis when I see adults interacting in the schools. And I can tell they're only doing that because their experience was just a little different. But do we discredit that experience? Absolutely not. We don't discredit that experience. Because whether your experience was a positive one, such as mine, or if it was a negative one, the fact still remains that education is important. Do we agree? Amen. So not to discredit anybody's experience, but we can all agree that education is important. Amen. Now, the face of education has changed in many ways. What it looked like in the classroom 10 years ago or even 5 years ago is so different. You walk into a classroom 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and you would see a teacher standing up at the board writing with chalk on the board, okay? You walk into the classroom today, in some classrooms, you no longer see the teacher standing with a piece of chalk in her hand, but the teacher is now using what is called a Promethean board. They use a pen, no more chalk. I remember when I was teaching fifth grade, when Promethean boards first came out, and I wasn't tech savvy at all. And I remember my principal walking down the hallway, and my classroom was the first classroom that visitors would see when they would come in. So it was sort of like a demand that I get rid of the chalk. And I was a little rebellious, so I had chalk in my desk, because I'm like, I need chalk. And he came through and took all the chalk away. What are we doing with the chalk? We're sending it somewhere else for other people to use. We're using the Promethean board. Education is important, and the face of education has changed. Some of us may remember the overhead projector with the transparencies. Those of you who are teachers, you know that we had different color transparencies, and not only was that transparency used for the overhead, but it was also used if you wanted to send a little messenger, but you wanted that messenger to just stay there for a little bit, give you a little rest. But overhead projector. Now you walk into a classroom, and you may not see an overhead projector, but you will see something called an ELMO, which is used to project on the board now. The face of education has indeed changed. So instead of writing on those transparencies, if you have a book that you want to project onto the screen, you just slide it under the ELMO and everything will show up on the screen. The curriculum has changed many times, and the way in which teachers teach has also changed. When I was in the classroom, I rarely sat down. Now I walk through and I'm like, why is she behind her desk? How can you reach kids if you're behind your desk? But the face has changed. She has to sit there because she's putting sliding things under the ELMO, which is connected to the monitor that is on her desk. the face has changed. But whether you have experienced chalkboards or Promethean boards, whatever the face of education looked like for you, the fact still remains that education is important. Are you with me? So the topic or the subject this morning that I want you to journey with me through is obtaining wisdom, the importance of being educated. Obtaining wisdom, the importance of being educated. There are three words that we will explore today, and I want to provide a point of reference for all three of those words by way of defining them. The first one is education. What is it? Education is the process of facilitating learning or the acquisition of knowledge, skills, values, beliefs, and habits. It is not just about an exchange of information and preset instructions. It opens up our creative and our imaginative capabilities. Simply put, education is when you are acquiring knowledge. Wisdom. It is the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships. And knowledge, the fact or condition of being aware of something. There are three types of education. And these three types are formal education, informal education, and non-formal education. And this is where all of you come onto the scene. Because a lot of times, if you're not enrolled in elementary, middle, high school, or college, you think when people talk about education, oh, well, I don't have to listen. But if you stick with me, you will understand that you will always be a part of this thing called education. Amen? So, of the three, I want to tell you real quick that non-formal education refers to knowledge that you receive if you are a part of a club or an organization, or if you are a part of the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts. That's the non-formal part. We're going to focus on formal and informal. What does the formal education look like? It's the classroom education. It takes place within a school building, a college campus, online courses. And at the end of the formal education, you are expecting something, right? You're expecting a diploma, a degree, or a certificate or something. You got to hand me something. I've sat in this classroom. I've obtained all this wonderful knowledge. You're going to give me something, right? And it's tangible. You can see it. But then there's the other type of education called informal education. And that's where we can all lock in. Because informal education is whatever we learn outside of the classroom and during our entire lifespan. With informal education, there is no classroom within a building per se. So that classroom for informal education could be your home. It could be the recreation center that you frequent. It could be sitting at a dining room table and listening to and having a conversation with someone that is older than you. That's the informal education. Informal education is a lifelong learning process. So, formal, informal. Raise your hand if you feel like you know that you're in the formal stage of education. Formal. Meaning you're in the classroom every day. I should see more hands than that. You're in elementary school, you're in middle school, you're in college. Amen. All right. So now, informal. Having those conversations with people, connecting with people who have gone before you. Raise your hand if you're a part of that informal. Amen. Amen. Some of us are a part of Some of us are a part of both. But regardless, we are all a part of the informal. Now, regardless of where you find yourself, we are, as a people, motivated to do certain things. Most of the time, when you really think about it, you get up to go to work, you're motivated by, at the end of the 2 weeks, you're going to get a paycheck, right? So there is that level of motivation. And many people are motivated to learn for different reasons. Children are sometimes motivated to learn because it is the requirement of their home. So that's their motivation. Mama say you got to get up and go to school, whether you feel like it or not. So that is your motivation. Some children are motivated because they know that at the end of the quarter, if they come home with a certain amount of A's or B's, they're going to get some money. That works for some people. Those of us who are older, who may only be in the informal stage of education, we are motivated to learn because we need to make some sound decisions for our homes, for our families, for those businesses that we want to start. We want to get life right. So how do we get life right? What better way than to talk with someone more seasoned than ourselves? That's the informal education. So whether it be formal or if it's informal or a combination of both, whether you're motivated, whether you're not motivated, education is still very important. So why are we learning? Why is this thing called education so important? The Bible says in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. And in all that getting, get what? We need to get an understanding. So let's get to understanding. Education is something that empowers minds. And oftentimes we like to hear that word empower. We want to be empowered. We want to be empowered to do better. That is what education allows us to do. It empowers our minds so that we will be able to conceive good thoughts and good ideas. So the first, there are many, many reasons as to why education is so important, but I want us to delve into three of them. The first one is simply this. Education is important because it provides you with the opportunity to learn facts. Without the proper education, again, whether it be formal or informal, you will live your life based upon the opinions of others and not necessarily the facts. So education is extremely important in the sense that you don't want to walk around your whole life thinking that 2 times 2 is 6, when 2 times 2 is really what? 4. I had to slow down because math is really not my thing. So I don't know why I even pulled that one out of my head to think. Okay, so anyway, I'm past that. Woo, I got it right though, right? Okay, and we don't want to walk around thinking that 1 plus 1 is 3, right? Because 1 plus 1 is, y'all notice I stayed basic. I didn't go to multiplication because then, yeah. So believe it or not, some of the stuff, and I'm talking to my friends who are in elementary, middle, and high school. Believe it or not, some of that stuff, and you call it stuff, that you're learning, it's important. And you're going to need it down the road. And for some of you, down the road is coming real quick. That history lesson that you counted as totally boring, there are facts within that lesson that you need. You're going to need it. That chemistry lesson that was so confusing, you just shut down in the classroom and say, you know what? I don't need science. You may not need science necessarily for what you're doing, but you need to have an understanding. How many of you go to the hairdresser? Don't raise your hand. Think about it. What if that person that's standing over you doing your hair have no sense of chemistry? And Naomi, they just start mixing chemicals. And you smell something burning before it gets to your head. You, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you ever been in a science lab? It gets different smells. You need to turn around and say, whoa, what's that? But if you shut down, or let's get real, if you leave the classroom when that's going on, you won't know that those two chemicals should never go together, because you'll get a foul odor, and don't let them put it in your hair. Amen? That English class, don't want to write that paper, don't want to understand about grammar. That very thing that you dismiss in that English class could help you compose your paper for college. And let me come to those people who are in the workplace. It could help you compose an appropriate email to your supervisor, grammar free. Because see, in the interview, you said that you were good in English. That's what you said in the interview. I hear it all the time. Yeah, I can do that. But then you compose that email, and that email says something totally different. Amen? There's a picture that I have in my office, and my mother brought it for me several years ago. And when children come into my office, and they don't always come for bad reasons, but when they come in, and even some who need a little stern talking to, they're intrigued by the picture, because the picture is, it says, teaching makes all professions possible. And there's a picture of an older lady. She's kind of slumped over, and she has all these young children around her, and they are dressed up in different things that they want to be. That picture makes a bold statement about the process of education. Because when we think about it, even as adults, where we are today is because we sat in somebody's classroom. And we seized the teachable moments. Amen? We might not have gotten all the A's, because I wasn't a straight A student. But I got it. Okay? So what you're learning in the process that you're going through now, again, whether it be formal or informal, it is necessary. Somebody say it's necessary. The second thing that I want to point out about education is it's important because it helps to give you purpose and it provides clarity. Have you ever walked around confused? Wondering, what should I do next? Where are we going with this? Nobody wants to feel lazy or bored. But unfortunately, these negative emotions can go hand in hand with not having an education. And if you never get to explore your purpose in life, if you don't obtain the facts. Because see, right now, my friends who are in elementary school, most of them, when I talk to them, they want to be school teachers. Why? Because that's what they see. I have one little girl who tells me often she wants to be an assistant principal. You sure about that? But that's what they see. So you want to become what you see. And there's nothing wrong with that. It gives you a perspective. So being educated, sitting at the feet of those people who are in the positions that you think that you want is key. If you think you want to be the next great baseball player or basketball player or football player, you need to connect yourself with people who have already obtained, so that you can get the clarity that you need. That's a part of the education process. And remember when we went over the definition, education is not necessarily just paper and pencil. It's that dialogue. It's that humbling yourself to realize, I really don't have all the answers. I only want to do this because this is what I see. This is what appeals to the eye. And sometimes, if you only go forth because of what appeals to the eye, you'll get hooked up in something, and then 5 years later, you're like, how did I get there? Because it appealed to the eye. And you didn't figure out what the purpose was, what your purpose was, and you didn't receive clarity. Somebody say clarity. So when you understand your purpose through the education process, and you can then move to the place of, do I really want to be? And whatever that do I really want to be is. You can really honestly ask yourself that question. Do I really want to be that basketball player? Do I really want to be that gymnast? Is this what I really, really aspire to be? Or again, and I keep going back to this, or is it something that's just appealing to the eye? Am I looking at the money aspect? And don't get me wrong, education is good because it opens the opportunity for you to make money. It does. And don't let anybody tell you, I could give you 20 reasons why education is important. That is a part of it. That is a part of it. Okay? So that's good, but that can't be your only reason. It can't be. Turn to your neighbor and say, it can't be your only reason. Don't waste the opportunities to learn and to glean from those who have gone before you. Don't waste those opportunities. Job chapter 12 and verse 12 says, with the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of days is understanding. With the ancient, and when we talk about ancient, we're talking about those that are older than us. Your mothers, your fathers, your aunties, your uncles, all of those people that have gone before you, there is wisdom in what they have to say. The question becomes, are we willing to take heed? Or do we feel like we got this education process down? We know what we're doing, and we don't need any help. I'm going to address that in a little bit. Number three, education is important because it helps to make your dreams a reality. The truth of the matter is we all have dreams and we all have aspirations. There are things that we want to do. There are things that we want out of life. And God wants us to have them. He absolutely wants us. He came that we might have life and have it more what? Abundantly. He wants us to have those things. But again, there is a process. If you have hopes and dreams, an education can help you to achieve them, whether it be a formal education or informal. Without a certain amount of background knowledge, it would be extremely difficult to achieve things in life. However, with an education under your belt, you're more likely to be able to obtain that dream job, earn that salary, raise that healthy family. Use education as a stepping stone to achieve whatever you set your mind to. Don't abort the dream because it didn't work the first time.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.